This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the changes that have taken place over the past 12 years have succeeded in strengthening people's faith in governance and administration. He added that it also played a crucial role in making the lives of millions of citizens more convenient, secure and dignified through public welfare schemes. The Prime Minister said this while sharing an article written by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal in a social media post. Mr. Modi further said that public trust is the greatest asset of good governance. The article written by Mr. Goyal highlights the journey of good governance, public welfare, and the positive changes in the lives of the poor during the 12 years of the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. The BJP-led West Bengal government today presented its first full budget for 2026-27 with a strong focus on social welfare, infrastructure development, and employment generation. The budget also announces several women-centric initiatives. Presenting a deficit budget of 6,070 crore rupees, Finance Minister Swapan Dasgupta described it as a roadmap for building a developed Bengal. He said the state's outstanding debt has crossed 8 lakh crore rupees, making financial discipline a key priority. The BRICS National Security Advisors meeting is underway in New Delhi. The two-day meeting, being chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, brings together security chiefs from the bloc's 11 member countries. These include India, Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and UAE. We have a report.
During the meeting, the national security advisors and heads of delegation of BRICS member countries will exchange views on the theme, non-traditional security challenges confronting the world today. They will discuss the rapidly evolving nature of national security challenges as well as the role of new technologies in emerging security threats. The national security advisors and heads of delegation will also review the outcomes of the recently held BRICS joint working groups on counter-terrorism and on security in the use of information and communication technologies. Rishu Jaiswal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Mongolian counterpart Batset Sag Batmung in Ulaanbaatar. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the discussions reflected the warm strength and promise of the India-Mongolia strategic partnership. The two leaders reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation in development projects, capacity building, culture, education, security and multilateral fora. In his second leg of the visit, Mr. Jaishankar will visit South Korea. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced his resignation from the post and as the leader of the Labour Party, ending his tenure at the Downing Street amid growing internal pressure from his own party. Delivering his resignation statement, Mr. Starmer recalled his arrival at Downing Street 2 years ago as the proudest moment of his life and said he entered politics with the aim of changing the lives of millions of people.
Every decision I've taken has been about putting the country I love first. That is why I will resign as leader of the Labour Party. I have spoken to His Majesty the King this morning to inform him of my decision. In the case of a contest, this will ensure a new leader is in place before Parliament returns in September. I will remain in post as Prime Minister until the contest is complete.
Indian Railways has approved the deployment of automatic train protection system coverage on 631 route kilometres of East Coast Railway to enhance safety and operational efficiency. The installation of coverage on these routes will help achieving a higher level of safety in train operations by providing automatic train protection and collision avoidance capabilities. In Jharkhand, at least 8 people were killed and more than a dozen others injured in multiple lightning strikes reported from different parts of the state during the past 24 hours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall conditions at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Karnataka, Telangana, Kerala, Goa, Odisha, and northeastern parts of the country. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, Argentina will take on Austria in the Group J fixture tonight at Arlington in the US. The match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another clash, France will lock horns with Iraq in Philadelphia at 2:30 a.m. later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.